fingers when they realized that my parents were the ones in control. Allison hadn't been married, hadn't had a power of attorney. When she died, her parents had been the ones to make all the decisions, and that should have been fine. But I knew Allison. At least I thought I had, and so had my sister Sienna and our other best friend Harmony. The three of us thought we knew what Allison would have wanted. We figured she would have wanted to be cremated, her ashes scattered to the wind in the different places that we had known and loved together. That was something I wanted as well. I vividly remembered my conversation with Allison about it one night when we all got a little too drunk and started talking about death. It was something that a lot of people talked about. At least that's what I thought. It was part of everyone's future. The end. The idea that you wouldn't be around to make your own plans unless you wrote them down ahead of time. But I didn't think that any of us had written them down. Well, maybe Harmony. Harmony had been through her own heartbreak. She probably had a full list of what she wanted when her end came. But now, I was going to make sure that I had my list, because Allison had not been cremated. Her organs had not been donated. She was going into a hole in the earth, and her parents had every right to make that decision. I wasn't going to hold on to any bitterness when it came to that. I had enough for everything else that had happened. I didn't want to hold on to that and only remember watching my best friend being lowered into the ground and the darkness that came with that. Hell, I didn't want to remember any of this at all. But it wasn't like I had a choice. This day would be in my memory until the day I died, until somebody tossed my ashes to the wind. I closed my eyes and held back a groan. No, Violet, it will be before that, won't it? Before ashes and dust. I honestly wasn't really thinking clearly. I almost jumped when Sienna reached out and squeezed my hand. My little sister, not quite so little since we were both nearly 30, leaned into me, resting her head on my shoulder. We were almost the same height, but I was wearing taller heels, and that meant she could easily place her head on my shoulder. I wanted to turn around and just pull her into my arms, tell her that everything would be okay. And knowing Sienna, she wished she could do the same for me. I tore my gaze away from the hole in the ground where Allison lay and would forever stay until she was no more, dust to dust, and all of that. When I turned, my gaze met Harmony's, where she stood stoically on the other side of Sienna. Harmony had her dark red hair pulled back into a bun, and I didn't really understand why she had done that. She usually wore it down. All of us generally had our hair in long waves or straightened. The four of us had decided to see who could grow their hair the longest and the fastest. Harmony had won, but for some reason her hair was back today. Then I remembered. It was how she had worn her hair at her husband's funeral. She hadn't wanted to look the same as she had every day when she had known and loved her husband. She'd wanted to appear different than when he had seen her, the times when he had played with her hair with his fingers. So she had worn it back. It seemed we each had a special way to wear our hair, our makeup, and ourselves for funerals. I wasn't even 30 yet, but I had been to enough funerals for a lifetime. I didn't want to go to any more. I didn't want to be here at Allison's. She shouldn't be dead. She had been alive and healthy and whole just a few days ago, but now I knew that maybe she hadn't been. Maybe she hadn't been healthy or whole at all. Maybe that's why she'd ended her life at the age of 27, just a year younger than me. The four of us had been friends since high school, Sienna and I being close for far longer since we were sisters. We were all in the same two grades and became fast friends. We had even gone to the same college and all stayed in Denver to retain our friendship. I knew that not everybody had that ability. With the way everybody kept moving for their careers and the way the world seemed to become a smaller place, most people didn't have their childhood friends in their